Today on Design for the Real World, the designer Tinker Hatfield wrestles with an appliance too powerful for its own good, the can opener.
There are a lot of problems with can openers, and actually someone open a can of tuna fish and slice your finger on it. Not only were they hard to get started, and if you had to twist them, you would cut the top of the can and leave kind of a ragged edge. I don't know, it's kind of a weird little pet peeve, I guess. We just purchased a new can opener, and instead of cutting around the top of the rim inside, kind of inside the top edge of the can, like most can openers do, it actually cuts the top of the entire top of the can off. So the blade of the opener, instead of pointing down and cutting into the top, cuts around the side. And the other thing that it does when it cuts, it actually folds the edge a little bit, and so that you don't have a sharp edge when you cut the top off. I actually had no success when I first used it because no one had shown me the difference between this can opener and any one that had ever operated before. And I actually tried to open a can and could didn't know how it attached. And I just put it back in the drawer and went hungry. I mean, just didn't even come close. We talk about it here in design quite a bit, and it's called pattern language. And pattern language is something that is an object that tells you what it does, and in some cases, how to use it. I think that can opener, probably that newfangled can opener, could probably use a little more of that. And I actually had to have my wife show me how it worked, and then once I attached it properly, then I could get the can open just fine.
Tinker Hatfield designed shoes for Nike.